Okay, today's learning should be Lili Nishmas B'chaim Luzov Shem Shenaria Meishem Daniel Rivka Bas Meishem Israel Yisro Manachem Ar Meishem Yischus Pushleim B'chaim Meishem Malka Yim Baruch Basar Malka Matritzum Fegel Dina and Yischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So continuing on over here, we are in Simon Reish Mem Hey. We are in the middle of the Ramah of Sif Aleph. So taking our time working our way through this, as I said, it's complicated. We are continuing this discussion of when a Yid and a Goy have a business, b'shutfus. So we had the Mechaber. Mechaber told us, just to recap very quickly, Mechaber told us we have to make a deal before we make the business. Shabbos belongs to you. One day during the week belongs to me. We went into a whole discussion. What happens if at the end they want to split it evenly? We discussed the various different shittos. Then the Mechaber said that if you didn't make this deal up front, you got a problem. Ramah said, possibly when there's a case of Hefsid Merubah and you don't discuss it, you are able to be more lenient. So we're not going to recap all of that now. Says the Ramah, the Yeshayim, that those who say, Shekol Zeh Loi Meiru, that all this that we discussed does not refer to Elo B'shutvis Shekol Echad Oisik B'yoymai. Okay? That every person works together. Sunday through Friday, the Yid and the Goy are in the business. They're splitting the work. They're all involved in the business. They each work their own day. Sorry, so we split up. I work one day, you work one day. Right? That during the week, they work together. But on Shabbos, the guy himself decides to work himself. Muta lachloik imay kalaschar. Right. Then you are allowed to split it. The ein Yehudi adait the nafshika of it, because the guy is deciding to do this on his own. The ein Yisrael nehana b'malachtoi b'Shabbos kivin shein amalachim utelus alav lasai, since I'm not responsible. So let's go back. Remember, I said that we have to understand the root of the issue. The root of the issue is that if I have a deal with another fellow that we are going to run a business together and we're splitting responsibilities, that means that if that guy decides to cover for me on Shabbos, right, and I cover for him one day during the week, so based on our deal, I had a responsibility to work with him on Shabbos. He had a responsibility to work with me on that day. So we each become each other's shliach, each other's messenger to work on that day. But when we split days, I work one day, you work one day, we never work together, then I did not have to work on Shabbos. You decided to go work on Shabbos. That's your decision. Says the Ramah that if you are going to rely on this heter, so meaning that we have this situation that we never work together at the same time. I have a responsibility to work 3 days in a week. You have a responsibility to work 3 days in a week. You choose to also work on Shabbos. So not everybody agrees with this. Yeshayim says the Ramah, if you do decide to rely on that kula, kamakam layitol tzchah Shabbos, don't say, okay, Sunday we made $100, $50 for me, $50 for you. Monday we made $200, $100 for me, $100 for you. Saturday you made $200, $100 for me, $100 for you. So now you're directly taking money for his work on Shabbos. You shouldn't do that, but you can rely on this heter, says the Ramah, if you choose to rely on it. If you just do it bavla, it's all swallowed up together. So you say, this past week, we made $800. I get $400. You get $400. Mm-hmm. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan. Sif Katan Tess. Okay. B'yoymai. The Oz, that they each have their own day. Kevin the Yisrael Oysa Kol Yom Aleph. The Yid does the whole Sunday. So if normally we all work together, and since you worked on Saturday, I'm going to work on Sunday, we each become each other's shliach. Therefore, the appropriate thing is to make the deal up front as to who owns which day. The achrayim right. Who had dinam any Yehudi nasa moris lisrolis asik behem b'chol ubeshabbos mesasiku. So the guy says to the Yid, we have this partnership. I'm supposed to do something. You're supposed to do something. But you know what? I'm going to give you some money. You take care of the work during the week, and I'll do it on Shabbos. The Asli Yisrael, the Kamen Yisachem, and Arebe, Shanoel B'Shabbos. He's not allowed to. Elim Ken Yasni, Ima Yisrael, Ima Merakar, Shloya Mutol of Yoyim HaShabbos Klal. unless the deal upfront was that my responsibility is not Shabbos at all. The lav hachi, if not, the same problem. Came in the malach hazois mutelis ha'yisrael, since it is my responsibility. And the guy covering for me is really doing my job. Therefore, it's asa. Then the Rama said that we have this concept that if they each work on their own on different days, adai to the nafshik of it, b'shul chelkoi, the havaleka aris, the muta medina, he becomes like an aris. Remember, the aris, that was the situation we said where it's a profit share. You run the business, and you get 30% of it, right? Even if I owned the whole business, that was mutter, leaving aside if there was a Maris Ayin issue in certain cases, but in the case that Maris Ayin wasn't a problem, we said that that's mutter. So really, it's the same thing over here. He's deciding to work. Happens to be I get a percentage of the profit that came that day, but that's not the reason he's doing it. And I also didn't have a responsibility to work that day. So he's not my shliach, and he's doing it because of his own will. Canal, Beresh Tim and Resh Mem Gimel, as we learned in Resh Mem Gimel. The Kaven Shulakeh by Paris, Ovid, I died to the Nafshe. He's doing it for his own decision, his own reasoning. The Chelik HaYisrael, Nishbach Mamela, happens to be that the Yid benefits from it. Vuha Din Kan. So that would be the same rule over here. Ela Nisham, also Betana Bishum Maris Ayin, Sheyoim Rishirehu. There we said that certain kind of businesses, Tanner, an oven, a Beis HaMerchatz, a bathhouse, those things were Asur. Why? Because of Maris Ayin, because people will not know that I had this deal with the guy, and they'll think I hired him to run my business on Shabbos. The Kan, however, in our case, where we own the business together, everybody knows that it's a business that's a partnership. Like a Maris Ayin, there's no Maris Ayin. The Hakol Yodim Sheyesh Lein Yehudi Chelek Bei. Everybody knows that the guy has a part of this business. Sifkat and Yeralef Ani Yisrael Yinehana. So the Ramos said the Jew is not benefiting. Now that wasn't really. It wasn't really true, right? Soloima, dahana osehu rakhano amemela. It doesn't mean that I'm not benefiting. I'm not benefiting directly. I'm benefiting because just by happenstance, because it happens to come like way. Aval ene Yehudi oisam alachta b'shvilu la'noisel ha'vekeshluch v'zeh. The guy is not working because of me. He's working because of himself. Plus, I did not have a responsibility to work on that day. Kevin de ein muta klal al yisrael b'zeh lasas b'shabbos. It's not my responsibility. Da mechal. He's only doing it for his own purposes. Bavla, we said that if you are going to do it this way, you should go ahead. You should go ahead and do it. Sort of the split should not be separate for Shabbos. It should just be done together with the whole week. We find this concept many, many times when it comes to profits or payments on Shabbos. The lav hachi mechzik Shabbos, not because it's aser. But if we're sitting over there and it says, okay, Saturday you made $200, give me my $100, that looks like you're getting paid for Shabbos, and that would not be appropriate in order to do. I'm going to repeat it again. Like we said, this is very complicated. You have a business with a guy, make sure to consult with your local Orthodox rabbi who really understands this stuff, because it's a very, very complex sugya. One point that we do have to bring out over here is that we discussed many times that we don't really have a Maris Ayin problem over here, because there is a guy that's a partner, and people know that the guy is a partner. However, one of the things you have to take into account, if you own a business that has to be open on Shabbos, because of that, you take a guy for a small percentage, nobody knows about the guy being a partner. It's not so simple. Now you went back to having the Maris Ayin. Let's sort of discuss it. When you can, you should publicize it. You should make sure people know that there is a Gaisha partner. Okay, let's see the Mechaber Sif base. Okay, Hecha Shehisnu Betchila. Now, we're going to, this is the Mechaber sort of repeating something that we already discussed a bit, that they did make the deal properly. We did it properly. I went into business with a guy. We went to the Rav. We made a deal in the contract. It says, simple, Shabbos belongs to you. Tuesday belongs to me. And technically, we don't have to, the guy doesn't have to share with me the profit that came in from Shabbos. I don't have to share with him the profit that came in from the day, let's say Tuesday, that I selected as being my day. Okay. The guy says, you know what, I don't want to bother with this cheshbonis. You're a good partner. Well, I understand that you couldn't take part of this, because, and we had to make the deal the way we did it because of your Shabbos. But I'm okay with splitting evenly. It's mutter. Again, we discussed this, that it has to be that you could calculate it, and the guy is just from his own will giving it to him. So technically, it's his money, and he's giving you a present. Since it's his money, he's giving you a present. Says the Mechaber, there's no problem with it. Nisratzoein Yehudi writes a lema. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sha'olo, it came out when you did the calculation. Lufi Masha Hisnu Hein Rabbi Ma. They made the deal. It doesn't make a difference. If Shabbos makes a lot of money, it belongs to the guy. Tuesday makes a lot of money, it belongs to me. Now it came out when they actually did the business. Turns out that Saturday he made more money than I made on the day that was my day. The guy says, it's fine, let's just split it evenly. You don't say, oh, 1 second, so retroactively it was never a deal. And really, he was just my shliach to work on Shabbos. El Matan of Alma, it's a gift. El Matan of Alma, who? It's just a gift. The Yov, Le'en Yehud, the guy is giving the Yid a gift. Kevin, the Hisni Metchila Shiyash Yom HaShabbos Shayach Le'elavad. Since the deal right in the beginning was that day really only belongs to the guy. V'dafka Sheritzui Shal Sh'en Yehud, the goodwill of the guy. Shayach Haluka B'Shava, it should be split. Hayah B'Stama, he just did it. Shaloya Yideh Asiyas Cheshm Merevach Shnei Yom. They didn't sit down and figure out, oh, Shabbos was this much, Tuesday was this much, you know what, I'm going to give it to you. The Mechaber is talking about over here, they just decided whenever, we're just not going to bother. Let's look at the sum total at the bottom of the spreadsheet, and that's what we're giving you. If the Yid goes to the guy and says, Achak, this was Shabbos Kuv Zuz, Zuze, you took 100 Zuz on Shabbos. And I only got 50 Zuz on the day that I worked. And pay it back to me. And that's what caused the guy to say, okay, fine, I'll give you the money that you missed out. It's not so pashut that you can do this. So again, the Mishnah Berurah is clarifying what the Mechaber said over here. It's not just that you can't sit down, make the cheshbonus, and now the Yid realizes he lost out. The guy made more money on Shabbos than the Yid made on during the week. So that is problematic. Saying over here that they sat down and they didn't bother. They went, okay, this week we made $800. They didn't start calculating the days. And the Yid says, okay, we got to figure out the days. That's our deal. And the guy says, no, forget about it. Don't worry about it. Whatever it is, it is. That is what the Mechaber is telling me, that it is okay. We had Ramesh who said, seemingly it would apply over here too, it has to be capable that you could calculate it. Because if you went into a deal that will never be possible for you to calculate it, that was harama. That was just trickery. There was never a possibility to do it. Let's start Sif Gimel. We're not going to get to the thing, but we'll get started. Hey, Cheshlai Hisna Betchila. What happens? Remember, the Mechaber holds that if you didn't make the deal up front, you got a big problem. You're not allowed to take any of that money. The entire Shabbos has to belong to him, and you don't get a compensating day during the week. So the other 6 days during the week, you split evenly, and he gets the whole Shabbos. So 1/7 comes off the top that he gets, and the rest you split 50-50, so you lose out a lot. So what do? Go ahead, go back to the guy who sold you the business, give him back the money, let him buy it back, and do it all over again. Or, okay, go to another person, sell him the field, right, and then buy it back from him. Go ahead and do it properly, okay? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sheyachzer meicha ubechayshem mishpat isha tzarachat kinyan mechadish like noisel la'meicha. You have to go ahead and make a new kinyan. The lo yisagiv is that sheyachzer yadom and vashtav mechir. It's not just enough to give him back the money. You actually have to do all the kinyanim. And there's different halachas and kinyanim. What's a kinyan that works for a guy? What's a kinyan that works for a yid? You got to redo all the kinyanim. V'ayin sham simen kuf peites v'kuf tzadgal inin kinyan ein yehudi. What's the halacha over there with the kinyan? So we're learning Hilchas Shabbos now. We're not learning Hilchas Kinyanim. But you have to do, it's not just a matter of giving back the money and we signed a piece of paper. You have to unwind the whole deal. You guys no longer own the field, or we'll see next thing the Mechaber is going to talk about a business. And then you go ahead and you go ahead and then you redo the kinyanim, proper kinyanim. You have to do it all over again. Okay, we'll stop over here, and it's Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Shkoyach.
Thank you. Yeah, Shkoyach.